Talk about the inspiration.
Well, like I said, it was an assignment, so I didn't have a whole lot. But what it was is you had to choose around 10 words and choose, like, a picture, I guess. But you were supposed to choose the picture first and then the words, but I had the words picked. And, like, I wanted to do something kind of on the more sad side, so it kind of touch people. And so I had, like, despair, sorrow, helpless, things like that, vulnerable. And then I found that photo. I really liked it. I like how it was the side view of the guy's face and how he had the tear running down. You can tell he was kind of from a poor area with, like, the full photo, and I had to crop it down a bit.
So this is a pencil drawing of a picture that you've seen, and you just incorporated things into it?
Yep. It was just like the picture, and I took the pencil, and it's just a bunch of words, so you overlap. And
excellent. So this is a complete surprise to you.
Yeah. I did not know what was happening. I thought it was going to be for Melody, but when they said my name, it was a shock.
Did everybody in your class, or did they all apply for this contest, or was it just a few?
It was an optional thing. If they wanted to, they can. I know there was a couple other people. I'm not sure how many, though.
How long do you think it took you to finish that?
A long time. I brought it to volleyball team meal, so I worked on it outside of school and then during school. A couple weeks, so maybe like a month total.
Is art a pretty big passion of yours?
I like it a lot. I'm not sure if I want to continue on doing a career with it, but I like it. It'll probably be a hobby for the rest of my life. But
ever won any other awards?
Nothing nearly this big. I've gotten awards at the Western Iowa Conference thing, like second places. And then I got accepted into the Iowa Western Art Show last year, but I only got a merit award there. But that's about it. So,
drawing nothing. Your favorite part, or painting, or something else? Is it just art?
I don't particularly care for painting, but I think graphite is definitely my favorite, and then maybe like oil pastels squeak in behind there.
What about getting a chance to go to D.C., and are you interested to kind of compare and contrast everyone else's pieces?
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. I'm really looking forward to that now. It's going to be cool to see how like my little like small 1A school piece of artwork is going to compare it to everybody else's who are like from huge schools, and get to see everybody else's like view on the different photos and things like that.
Well, you've already beaten some big school kids, because there are some big schools in this congressional district, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about being able to present this award and what that should mean to Jessica?
Well, you know, one of the great thrills of being the representative for the 3rd District is you get to recognize so many different heroes, creative folks, hardworking folks here in the district. And we had an art competition. Each member of Congress gets to pick a representative from their district who's an outstanding artist in high school. I had an artist committee, and they unanimously selected Jessica. And so her picture is going to be hanging in a hallway between the House buildings where the members of Congress are and the U.S. Capitol. So every time there's a vote, all 435 members of the U.S. House are going to walk by her piece of art, as well as the art from the other districts. And it's just a good way to recognize the creative spirit as well that we still have here in America, and we like to put to good use, and it should be on display.
You find talent everywhere here in a small school.
There's great talent, and I'll tell you what, the submissions that we got, a lot of great talent. There are, you know, I would like to hang them all if I could out there, but a lot of great talent, a lot of great things here in the 3rd District.
Wow. You guys have anything else on this? I know you've been bouncing around the district quite a bit up at the Kiwanis meeting in Atlantic earlier today. What kind of things are people concerned about? What are they talking to you about right now?
They're talking about border security, particularly in light of the shootings in Texas the other day, and ISIS claiming credit for that. Now, whether ISIS was behind that or not, it just still highlights the need for defeating ISIS and any enemy of the United States, whether they're over the seas or here at home. They're talking about the national debt, fiscal discipline. They're talking about certainty with their businesses, with their life, you know, whether you're a family farmer, a small business owner, or a large business owner. It is Small Business Week, and so I've been having small business roundtables, Main Streeting, and talking to business owners, entrepreneurs, about what they're hearing within their own business, about what is happening that is hindering their growth, what is helping them. A lot of small business owners are saying to me, just federal government just kind of get out of the way and tell us what the rules of the field are when it comes to rules and regulations and taxes. They just want certainty. They want permanence so they can make the proper investment decisions to grow their business because they want to grow and they want to hire more people.
Is it concern you're hearing or is it getting to the point where it's bordering on fear?
There's a little bit of both because some businesses are different. And when you're talking about like your family farmer, that's a small business. There's a lot more. The concern has gone to fear when it comes to the EPA and what they want to do with water under the Clean Water Act or some of their rules regarding clean air. We all want clean air and clean water, right? But there's a common sense way to do this. And the best way to do this is to give incentives and to empower local communities to be allowed to do that.
It doesn't seem like sometimes the biggest fight in Washington isn't between Democrats or Republicans or the presidency and Congress. It's sometimes between the bureaucrats and the different departments and the lawmakers.
Yeah, it's very important that when there are decisions being made in Washington, they be made by Congress. And I'll tell you why that's so important. One, there's a better connection between the member of Congress and the people in their district because there's communication there. There's not so much communication between a bureaucrat at EPA or the Department of Education and people on the ground here in the district. Also, members of Congress should be making policy because if it goes awry or wrong, there's accountability there. And what's that accountability? We call them elections. You can vote them in or you can vote them out. But there's not a lot of accountability with somebody embedded in a bureaucracy as a government worker for 20 or 30 years. Accountability is way, way important. It's important to Iowans, important to me.
You've seen a lot of that working with Senator Grassley over the years, too.
Well, Senator Grassley was a great mentor, and he does 99 counties every year. I do the 16 counties here in the district every month.
That's quite a schedule. How do you keep it that schedule?
Well, you know, you come home on the weekends, and when we're in the work periods and recess, you come home because you got to report to your bosses because they're your employers, and you want to report into them, and you want to know how you're doing, and also making decisions in Washington. If you're going to advocate for them, you got to know what they're talking about, what their needs are, what their fears are, what the concerns are, and many times they offer the best solutions.